Let me put it this way. My family is not quirky. I'm the one that's quirky. Plus, I'm proud of that. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the final episode of Mr. A Plus for 2022. We're now in December, the last month of the year, and therefore I'm recording my final podcast for this year. But not to worry, I'll be coming back in the new year, 2023, for more podcasts. That's never going to stop. First off, I want to wish all my listeners and the audience a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year for 2023. And I hope you all have a great Christmas, spending time with your family and friends, and celebrating all the good times. Christmas is one of the most wonderful times of the year, a time to have marvelous food with friends and family, and giving each other wonderful gifts, whatever you decide to give one another, whether it's a Secret Santa or even a card, because I certainly still give cards. It's not much, but it's still the thought that counts, because it's still nice to give somebody something for them to open on Christmas, whether it's a material gift or a card. They're both wonderful. So do something wonderful for your family and friends this year, so you could put all the dark times behind us. Between now and starting off fresh in the new year, it's a time to unwind, take a holiday, or spend time with friends and family, or whatever you want to do, because that's the beauty of the end of the year. You get time off to do whatever you please. We all need time off to reboot ourselves and recharge our batteries. Everyone needs it. Also, I have a bit of advice for those who have to work over Christmas. It's very saddening to have to work over Christmas, but some people are forced to do it. They don't have a choice. But even though that some people have to work over Christmas, at least enjoy some wonderful food on Christmas Day, or just cherish the joy of opening a gift from a friend or family member. Enjoy those little moments in life. And I also want to wish those people that have to work over Christmas the best of luck, and to take care of yourselves and always stay safe. And always remember to give people a moment of your time, even if it's just a friendly hello or a good day or something. It's nice to do that sort of thing once in a while. And if you have any Christmas traditions that you like doing every year on Christmas, cherish it. There is certainly one tradition that my family seems to cherish a lot. My mother's tiramisu, or tiramisu as other people like to pronounce it. But I prefer to pronounce it the Italian way, and the Italian way is tiramisu. It's a coffee-flavored dessert that also contains a bit of alcohol as well. But not a lot, though. And my mother's tiramisu is the best. You can't beat it. Some people like to beg to differ, but that's their opinion. Everyone's entitled to their own. And that's okay, too. If you plan to go away for Christmas or for the new year, cherish every moment of it, because it's nice to have holidays once in a while. Christmas isn't about gifts or lights or things like that. Anything material. It's about spending it with family and friends, singing Christmas carols together, and bonding with each other, perhaps over food, a Christmas dinner or a Christmas lunch. That's what Christmas is about. It's about celebrating the good times, the end of the year, and time with family and friends over food. That's what Christmas is all about. When my family celebrates Christmas, we usually spend it either at my parents' place or a relative's place. We just have a Christmas lunch with a family, with grandparents, aunties, uncles, cousins, my siblings, and any new additions to the family. Nobody sits at a particular place at the table. We just sit wherever we find comfortable, and we just have a lovely meal together and have those Christmas crackers. One thing I would love to do at one Christmas is to go away for Christmas. When my family celebrates Christmas over Christmas lunch, we don't really tell bad jokes, not like that. We just mingle and chat with each other about anything really. And if we find hats in Christmas crackers, some of us would put it on our heads and some choose not to. Like I said before, it's not about the material things. It's about the food, the carols, and the quality time with those we love. That's what Christmas is all about. When I was a kid, I don't recall us leaving out anything for Santa. No cookies, no milk, no alcohol, nothing like that. Nothing for reindeer either. All I recall is just presents already being wrapped under the tree prior to Christmas Day. And Christmas Eve, for that matter. Actually, in my family, we don't really have kids who do water gun fights, and nobody even falls asleep. Let me put it this way. My family is not quirky. I'm the one that's quirky. Plus, I'm proud of that. On our tree, we have the same ornaments pretty much every year, because the tree's always decorated by my mother and sister, and they always like it decorated their way. I had two decorations of my own that I wanted on the tree, one of the Grinch and one of SpongeBob, but they were rejected. That's why I can't wait to have my own Christmas tree in my own place. Because I certainly won't be decorated my mother's way or my sister's way. In addition, I would also like to thank my listeners and audience very much for their support and for taking a listen to my podcast this year. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. Finally, there's something else I would like to say as well. To all my guests who came onto the podcast this year, I want to give a big shout out and a big thank you to all of them, for everyone who came on. Those including Claudia Carvin, Justine Clark, Susie Porter, Chelsea Peretti, Stephanie Beatriz, Mark Evan Jackson, Graham Cornish, Tess Morris, Zookeeper Chad, Esme Louise James, Kirsten Banks, Mandy, of course. Thank you, Mandy, for all the help you've done this year. And to also the CMO of Yowie World, Cynthia Thayer, Ross Kimball, thank you, Darren Hayes, Matt Fogel, oh, Katrina Ralph, yes, I want to thank her as well. Thank you, Katrina. Sam Maloney, Alicia Aiken Radburn, Jackson Garlick, Abby Chatfield, oh, Jody Rogers, and there's more people to add to my long list of guests who've been on the podcast this year that I want to give a big shout out to and to thank them for it. Michelle and Monique from the New I Divergent podcast. Oh yes, how could I forget? Voice actor Tracy Hoyt from Canada. She was another highlight of the year on the podcast. Emma Wiggle, Kian O'Cleary, director of Love on the Spectrum, director Darren Ashton. I have a lot of respect for those two men. Stuart Smith, and not to mention all the wonderful fans on Instagram that sent me their voice messages asking me questions about anything. And would like to also give a shout out to Gus Warland for coming on the podcast as well. And also Denise Roberts, who's with the same acting agency as me, and she's also the director of Screenwise, which I've been doing acting classes with, like Chris Hemsworth did. Also Stacey Jane, who's the CEO and founder of Escabags. She's another great friend of mine. Oh, and also my father as well, who is also on an episode this year. So this year we've had a very phenomenal year of podcasts. We've had a great successful year of them all. I also would like to thank my producers, Mandy and Cameron, for all they've done and for making these productions possible. Without them, it would never have been able to happen. So thank you very much, Mandy. You've done a superb job this year. I could not have asked for any better. I also like to thank DM Podcasts. They're an amazing studio to work with. Also to congratulate them once again for winning the Gold Award for Best Network at the Australian Podcast Awards back in November. I'm very proud of them for that win. Okay, now I'm going to finish off this year's final podcast with an impersonation of one of my favorite Christmas characters, the Grinch. This is the Jim Carrey's version of the Grinch. Of course they are. That's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's always about. Gifts. Guess. You want to know what happens to your gifts? They all come to me. In your garbage. You see what I'm saying? In your garbage! I could hang myself with all the bad Christmas neckties I found at the dump. And the avarice. The avarice never ends! I want golf clubs, I want diamonds, I want a pony so I can ride it twice, get bored, and sell it to make glow! Look, I want to make waves, but this whole Christmas season is stupid! There it is, however, one teeny tiny Christmas tradition I find quite meaningful. Mistletoe. Now park her up and kiss it, hoo. Boing! There's also two other versions. There's the one from 1966 and the one from 2018 with Benedict Cumberbatch. Now I'm going to do the version from the 60s. And they're hanging their stockings. He snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. This one is from 2018 with Benedict Cumberbatch. I know just what to do. I'm going to steal their Christmas. All the trimmings. All the trappings. All their gifts and garlands. When they wake and see it's gone, then all their joy and happiness will be gone as well. So prepare yourself, Max, for tomorrow we begin. Wait, actually, I want to do one more quick impersonation from the 1966 version. A better one this time. Why, my sweet little tart, the fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here. That was a quote from the Grinch from 1966. And so, don't be a Grinch this Christmas. Enjoy yourselves over Christmas. So, how about we all end this year on a high note and then do a great kickoff to 2023. This is your host, Mr. A Plus, signing off for the final time for 2022. Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year, everyone. And I look forward to recording again in the new year. And I look forward to you all taking a listen once again. Au revoir. Arrivederci, sayonara, and farewell, everyone.